This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Alaska sets aside money each year for projects that contribute to healthy salmon stocks and habitats. The Alaska Sustainable Salmon Fund is the state's share of a federal program geared toward protecting Pacific salmon populations. Funds from that federal fund are also distributed among five other states and tribal partners. In recent years, AKSSF has funded about 20 projects each year. There are lots of projects in motion at any one time.
We compete for a federal grant every year. That's happening as we speak.
Debbie Moss is program coordinator for AKSSF.
And so we generally have a call for proposals every year to use those funds that we receive. But our grants last 5 years. And so our projects initially can last about 3.5 years.
Projects have to fit within the fund's objectives. There are several, from eradicating invasive species detrimental to salmon to investigating the decline of Chinook populations used for subsistence. The objectives, in turn, come from priorities set on a federal level by Congress and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The Kenai Watershed Forum is actively working on two projects through AKSSF. Brandon Borneman is executive director for the forum. And just a note, he's also on KDLL's board of directors.
It would be hard to overstate the importance of that sort of specific directed fund to the work that we do.
One of the projects is a partnership with Cook Inlet Keeper and Ketchumek Heritage Land Trust to better understand four Kenai Peninsula salmon streams using thermal infrared imagery. They're all anadromous waters that flow from federal land to non-federal land, like Beaver Creek.
So their headwaters are protected in the refuge or in the forest or in the national park system or another federal protection unit. And then the mouth of those rivers flows through private property. So they, you know, we kind of view it as losing that protection, if you will.
The infrared imagery returns information about the subsurface temperature of those waters.
It provides to us this really colorful, beautiful map that which we can use to determine where there are potential cold water inputs to streams.
That's a big deal because stream temperatures are rising in south central Alaska and beyond. The colder springs and tributaries that feed into streams can help buffer them against those rising temperatures. Private property owners who have those streams running through their land may not know about those resources, Borneman says. That's where the Watershed Forum could come in to educate.
Telling them what a fantastic thing they have and seeing if we can work through any avenues to get them to protect that cold water input.
AKSSF is funding the Watershed Forum's project at nearly $74,000, plus a local match of almost $26,000. Grant recipients are required to provide matches of at least 35% on top of their requested funds. The Watershed Forum's other project is geared toward locating and documenting anadromous fish for the Department of Fish and Game's Anadromous Waters Catalog.
You know, through which they receive a pretty foundational set of protections.
He says they try to target waters that aren't always in the catalog, including some in North Kenai, and to substantiate areas that may have outdated data. AKSSF is funding the project at over $43,000 with a $15,000 match. The fund is accepting proposals until June 15th for funding starting March 2022. There are several documents required for the proposals, which you can find at aksss.org. Moss says they don't yet know how much they'll give out for the current round of proposals, but they estimate they'll have about $3.8 million available. Projects must directly address one of the fund's outlined objectives. Recipients will have to submit reports every 6 months, Moss says.
I would recommend that people thoroughly read the instructions. Surprisingly, that doesn't always happen, but there's a lot of good information in there.
Projects are scored and judged by a panel of independent reviewers. There will be a webinar at 9 a.m. on May 19th for applicants who have questions about the process. There'll be links for getting involved in the online version of this story at kdll.org. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.